Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel, Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and Savior. Amen. The week that lays ahead before us is truly the heartbeat of the church, the identity of what it means for us to be a Christian, the fundamental reason why we celebrate Jesus Christ, who is above all other names. Of course, to travel along this procession of Palm Sunday means you're going to get hit from both sides of the aisle. This is the way it's going to be. As Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. St. Paul says it pretty well. He emphatically proclaims, for Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. As we recognize the passion of Jesus Christ, who goes to process to his cross, as we celebrate that on Good Friday this week, one side stumbles, saying that kind of focus on suffering and death of Jesus is just too depressing for us nowadays. There's already enough sadness in the world. You Christians pay too much attention to the law, sin, death, and the devil. As we come next Sunday to Easter morning to recognize Jesus' glorious resurrection and victory, the other side, being many, if not more, will be eager to point out such foolishness. There are plenty of problems to deal with in the world. You Christians are wasting time boasting over forgiveness of sins, eternal life in heaven, and salvation by a cross. When really we should be facing the realities of life, that's what matters. Whether on one side or the other, Palm Sunday is our hosannas that Jesus Christ is the King, promised for all people. And so who speaks during the great procession of Palm Sunday? It's pretty straightforward, right? First, the one who speaks, obviously, is the crowd who gathered around Jesus. Of course, you got to know Passover was already at hand, right? That was a big thing for the Jews to celebrate the Passover every year, about remembering how God delivered his people of Israel from Egypt. Of course, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel, was that the crowds knew that Jesus was much more than what they'd ever had hoped for. He was God, and he was the King, connected to the line of David. Jesus, you see, had recently went to the tomb of Lazarus. And you know what happened there? He rose him from the dead by the power of his word. And so, of course, that means it proved he was God, because nobody else does such a thing. But also we notice, more than the crowd, that the scriptures had a hope-filled word to speak. This procession of Jesus Christ, as you know, had him sitting on a donkey. And it held the better promise of God's plan. The prophet Zechariah declared 500 years before any of this stuff happened, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." So before the people even were speaking and celebrating, God spoke. God spoke his plan, and it was coming to fruition. Jesus was not coming, though, like other earthly kings, because his authority was far from ordinary. Ordinary is what we see with cops having guns and handcuffs, judges in the courtrooms, and presidents and kings of nations. That's the ordinary way this world runs. It's going to be that way till Jesus returns. That's ordinary. What's extraordinary is a king who comes not in a bulletproof limousine, not on a white horse as a white knight, but a king who indeed cherishes his cross. And so finally, the enemies of Christ also confirmed it all, didn't they? They knew what was going on, the enemies of Jesus. The Pharisees were not so eager, though, to make their words public to everybody, as Pharisees are. They kind of hide behind the scenes. They talk out in the parking lot kind of stuff. Yet they knew who was in control, privately saying to one another, "You see that you're gaining nothing? Look, the world has gone after him." And of course, it was true. Everybody was indeed praising Jesus for what he was doing, both in his word of the gospel and his love of mercy shown to people. Jesus was the King of Israel, and these leaders were only stewards, servants for a time. And they knew they weren't the ones calling the shots. So who does not speak anything during Palm Sunday procession? Who is it? On this great Palm Sunday, one does not speak, and that one, of course, you know, is Jesus. As the king, though, when everything kind of calms down, Jesus will speak with all humility. He freely accepts his betrayal and rest in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus steps down to suffer at the hands of his enemies, and he'll tell Peter, "Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" Jesus is the Lord of Lords, you see, who comes not to be served, but goes after the world. Oh, we think the world's going after Jesus. That's what the Pharisees thought, and no, Jesus is going after the world to be the sacrifice, a ransom for many. And as the king, Jesus will speak to fulfill God's word. And so at his trial before Pontius Pilate, there was an alarm over him being a Jewish king. He was kind of shaking things up and threatening the glory of Rome, the stability of the people kind of thing, of the nation. But Pilate, as the ordinary authority of man, all he could do was ask questions and render a verdict. And of course, he asked Jesus the question, and Jesus replied by a greater authority. And he told Pilate, "You say that I'm a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." If that's not saying he's king, I don't know what does. Jesus more than satisfies what Scripture laid out. But his authority in being the Word made flesh was truly to bear the guilt of sin and be our Savior. That's the kind of king we praise. And so this King Jesus will also speak, as you know, from the throne of his cross for all. While the crowd on Good Friday had the unfriendly tune of "Crucify him," Christ poured out compassion and faithfulness to care for the people. More than appealing to his Father as he was crucified, bleeding, and truly was feeling the agony of sin and death and loneliness to the deepest despair, he still asked the Father to forgive the people. And likewise, we know that the last words of Jesus were the greatest in the book of John. His last words are this: "It is finished." People belong to God, you see. The people belong to the Good Shepherd. That's what Jesus is saying. It's all done for them. Jesus, by his death, delivered all from the law's judgment of death. And his resurrection opened to any the doors of life to an eternal kingdom that will never perish. And so, on this Palm Sunday, how do we figure out where we are at in this great procession? And St. John gave you the clue this morning. He told us his disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written and had been done to him. The light bulb went on after they went through the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And same thing with us. The light bulb will go on. The hype of the crowd yields now to the confession of the church, singing Hosanna to the only salvation that comes by grace through faith in Jesus. And this church throughout the world is processing with Jesus, saying, nope, no other religion, no other God, no way to make it all work together. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's only, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says, that we keep Hosanna in our words as a church. Scripture fulfilled now means we welcome Jesus coming before us, honoring his word of the authority to forgive sins like we hear every Sunday. It's not me, it's Jesus for you. And by hearing such forgiveness, we follow him in our lives because he's the good shepherd of the sheep. And as the enemies of Christ could not stop him entering Jerusalem, so baptism into Christ has let us enter into an everlasting kingdom that will not be shaken. And so that means that whatever sins trouble your life, they're forgiven. Guilt is gone. You got heaven because you got Jesus. It means whatever death you fear, however death may be in your life, it may come, it will come. But however it may be, you live because Jesus says whether you die, don't matter. Because if you believe in me, you'll never die. And we know that the devil and all the hordes of demons don't matter. Because the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Christ, to which you belong to as a member through your baptism. No taking a step backward, you see. In life, we pretty much do this kind of stuff. Take a step backward in order to what? Take two steps forward. But that's not Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday tells us to go down with Christ. Jesus alone lifts up redemption by his suffering. He lifts up the church by his sacrifice. He lifts up you every day of your life because of his great love. Where one way is to end, a new way is to begin, and it is glorious on Easter Sunday. God grant us the joy to receive this King of Glory hidden in his humility at the present time through word and sacrament, but indeed it will be glorious when he comes again to judge the living and the dead. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel, because he is the King of Glory, Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and Savior. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding be with your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting, where his kingdom is glorious. Amen.